Psalm. Let's close this now and go to Psalm. Did it go there? No? Let's go to Psalm 13. Here we go. Verse 1. Ooh, it's short. Okay. How long, O Yahweh? Oh, Holy Spirit, I ask that you open us up. Kids, hold your hands out like this. Close your eyes. And say, Dear Jesus. Teach me from your word.
Teach me from your word.
You have to say it.
Teach me from your word.
Okay, Lukey. Dear Jesus. Put your hands up. Dear Jesus. Teach me from your word.
Teach me from my
word. Your word.
Your word.
Okay. Not your own word. Okay, how long, O Yahweh, will you forget me forever? How long will you hide your face from me? How long, quiet, must I take counsel in my soul and sorrow in my heart all the day? How long will my enemy be exalted over me? Consider and answer me, O Yahweh my God. Give light to my eyes, lest I sleep the sleep of death, and lest my enemy should say, I have overcome him. Lest my enemies rejoice because I'm shaken. But as for me, I have trusted in your steadfast love. My heart will rejoice in your deliverance. Okay, guys, you're going to say this to God about being sick. Say,
My heart delights and rejoices
in your deliverance.
I sing to you
because you deal bountifully with me. And it's by your name that I am healed. Very good. Okay, do you want me to take you through some healing prayer, or do you think you feel?
I think I'm cold.
Go get a sweater. Okay.
I think.
Go get a sweater. Don't leave me. We're doing Bible. After this, you can lay down if you have to. Okay?
I think I can survive until.
Okay.
I'm sick. I want to lay down.
No.
I hope
you're not sick.
Shall we go to Georgia?
I'm going to read this to you. This was very interesting. I'm going to read two things to you. What?
Can I ask something?
Okay.
Luke, can I see that? You're done with it, right?
2 minutes.
Okay.
That's nice to share, Luke.
Thank you.
All right. The Old Testament account of Daniel's education helped reinforce students have the Spirit of God in them. They are taught directly from God, just like Daniel. They can be given wisdom, knowledge, dream interpretations, secrets like solving riddles, and loosing knots. Listen, by God's Spirit. Students of God will prosper and become overseers over princes and presidents because of the Spirit of God living in them. They will have the wisdom of God in them, and they must be taught wisdom, knowledge, purity, science, literature, and given instructions on visions and dreams, foreign language, and customs where it's useful. They must be fed well. They must learn how to answer to authority. Listen, Luke. How to listen to authority with counsel and discretion. How and when to ask for gifts or favor from authority. And even how to identify ungodly law in the land. You're not listening. Listen. And what to do or not to do about it. In fact, I had poured you a cup of this.
Where did it go? This little cup on the counter?
Oh, that I saw that and was like, okay.
What did you do with it?
I didn't do anything. I just saw it.
What did I do with it? Where was it? Where'd you see it?
Right here.
What in the world?
What did you pour?
The little medicine. This. It went away. Where's the
What cup? Is that? Don't pour it again. Let me. What is that?
Micah, it's homeopathy. It's got.
Can I smell it? Before you.
It doesn't have a flavor.
Okay, I'll try it. Can I have a spoonful of honey?
It has some honey in it.
Can I have a
but I'm upset. I don't know where the cup is.
Where did it go?
That's super weird. So now I got extra.
It has honey in it.
Mommy.
Okay.
Can you give me some?
No. Now listen, because I'm teaching. Yeah, I know. Okay, the children must learn even how to identify ungodly law in the land and what to do or not to do about it. They must learn bravery in the face of danger and how to weigh the costs. They must learn how to be responsible and how to manage resources, how to govern. They need to be utterly and comprehensively spiritually literate in the scriptures, the character of God, to know how to discern God's voice, discern truth from lies and good from evil, how to talk and listen to God, how to entreat grace before God, to serve God continually, and how to faithfully give account for God's testimony working in their lives. In the 1st and 2nd Timothy, we get a clear picture of the big roles of teachers, plus the answers of the big questions of the what's, the when's, the why's, the who's, and the how's that teachers should provide students. We also gain insight into the requirements and relationships of teachers and students. Teachers in the big picture must make plain God's plans, including prophecies about end times, the messages of the Holy Spirit, the foundational truths and application of Scripture, the rhythms and habits of faith, how to preach, how to be prepared for what's to come, what the world will be like, how to relate to and even rebuke others, how to be pure, discern, and hold boundaries. Teachers must uncover the spiritual and natural answers of cause and effect to their students. What pleases God? What to put their trust in? You're not paying attention. What is truly valuable? What to be ready for, including suffering? What to be able to teach others, including the church? But also all types. Go. And stations of people, including those of different socioeconomic status, power, privilege, age, gender, and job or career. Children must learn what you can expect from others, what to guard, covet, or avoid. Teachers must add to the laws God has set in place by explaining the where, why, and who of living in an honoring way to the Lord that leads to success in God's sight. Teachers answer the question, where should students place their hope? Where exist spiritual liabilities, temptations, and of what nature are they? Where are spiritual rewards? Why is obedience right? Why should one work diligently? Who should you honor and who should you stay away from? In addition to answering the where, why, and who questions, teachers explain and demonstrate how to live a godly life, and in such they define how one should live. How should time be spent? How should you treat, be quiet, specific kinds of people, including older and younger men and women, or those of different circumstances, and how to determine whom receives help, how oneself should be treated, and how you can expect to be treated, how others should act, and even how to correct others, and the signs of spiritual life or death, plus their corresponding behavioral patterns and examples and outcomes. This is very specific, especially the signs of behavior and words of those who betray God. Teachers also teach how to treat one's own body. In other words, teachers teach students how the soldiers, athletes, and champions of Christ behave. Teachers will also warn, encourage, pray with by laying on of hands, entrust with truth, and keep students updated with personal and current events and explain how to judge them. They will also surround students with good companionship where possible. Teachers are consistently reminding students of the big picture, affirming students' identity, including their spiritual heritage and personal prophecies. Teachers will help remind students what to focus on, prior learnings, and even who the teacher is in Jesus. The teacher does this by reminding students of their own personal story and outcomes, testimonies, callings, work ethic, and even plainly lays out their opinion of the student and how we feel about them. Teachers have a responsibility to make clear truth statements, to state our convictions, attitudes, circumstances, reasons, and revelations. Teachers must accurately call out their own character and be honest in reporting, even of others' behavior. Teachers honor students by humbly asking them for help when they need it. In summary, teachers should also demonstrate godly behavior for students, but also go one step further by articulating it. Teachers have the holy profession of shaping the remnant in partnership with the Spirit of God. This is done with fear and trembling as God unlocks all wisdom, knowledge, and understanding to us so we can offer explicit, direct, relational, and exemplary instructions to prepare the student for usefulness in the kingdom of God. All right, Micah, I think you need to go relax in bed, right?